Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. It's a familiar passage that we've read before. And then out of the New Testament, book of Romans, 1 Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then out of the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, and this is written by the Apostle Paul, and I'm reading from the Message translation. And Paul says this, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. And then this quote from Mother Teresa, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. I don't know everything about you, but here's something I do know about each of you. God created each one of you unique for specific and special purposes for your life. God knew what this world would be like when He created you, and to accomplish His purposes in this world, to expand His kingdom and to help the children of all ages around us who need a lift up in life, He created each one of us with special gifts, abilities, passions, and spheres of influence like no one else. Reminds me of a story one of our speakers shared at one of our Impact for Living men's conferences. It seems as though late one night, a brand new mother went in to check on their newborn baby and found her husband standing over their newborn's crib. The newborn was a son. As she watched her husband looking down at their precious first baby, she saw on his face a mixture of emotions, disbelief and doubt, delight, amazement, enchantment, and skepticism. Touched by this somewhat unusual display of deep emotion seemingly aroused in her husband, her eyes filled with tears as she watched this touching moment her husband seemed to be having. She slipped her arm around her husband and said, "A penny for your thoughts." "It's amazing," he replied. "What's amazing?" his wife asked with a smile. "I just can't see how anybody can make a crib like this for $89.95. Right there, before that dad, laid one of the greatest miracles in God's creation, that tiny baby, and all he could see was the crib. He missed what was lying within it. I don't want to seem too hard on the guy. I'm sure he loved and appreciated his new son, but he missed the miracle of God's creation, that baby. I'll bet we've all been guilty of that, and even when we view ourselves. We were all that baby at one time, and then along the way, we too often lose that sense of wonder in the miracle of our creation. We begin to see the frame, the crib, the stuff in life, what we do, achieve, the money we could make. Along the way, we lose sight of the miracle of our own creation, our own uniqueness, and the purpose that God intended for our lives. Think about this for a moment, as Jeremiah reminds us. Your life has been intentionally designed by God for hope and a future, to have a unique and significant impact on everyone you meet. No one else is like you. What if we lived embracing that as true? What would our lives begin to look like if we truly believed that? What would we attempt to do that we never would have attempted otherwise? What difference would we make in the lives of those around us? What problems in the world that seem too big to resolve could be resolved? But here's what I've observed through the years. Somewhere on the journey, we stop believing in our own uniqueness. We go through life waking and sleeping and getting up again each day, conforming to the rules of the world, which Paul warns against that we read, placing value on things and achievement instead of on God and on making a difference in the world. And as a result, it seems that too many of us reach the end of our journey unfulfilled and unsatisfied, leaving a legacy marked by never having reached our full God-given potential and purpose. And as a result, never having the impact for good on the lives of those around us that we can have. The imprint that our life leaves on this earth was not intended to be accidental or coincidental. It has been intentionally designed by God. And at the end of it all, the impact and the legacy you and I leave will provide the answer and insight to what our lives stood for while we were here. You and I stand where no one else stands. Stop and think about that for a minute. Really, your life work, your friendships, your family, your accomplishments all elevate you to a singular position of influence and prominence in the lives of the people around you. These people respect you and place value on your words and example. They believe in you and receive value from you. They trust you and assign value for their own lives according to your values. Whether family, friends, or coworkers, acquaintances, we each have earned and occupy a platform of importance in the lives of many others. A platform, I might add, which grows in impact for good as your outreach of caring for others grows as well. We all have multiple platforms from which to impact the world as spouses, parents, employers, employees, coworkers, pastors, coaches, sons and daughters, grandparents, godparents, and on and on. What do you do with those platforms? Do you even realize that you have them? They are sacred places that you've been provided and I've been provided. Do you just fill those roles, spouse, parent, etc., or do you really see, do you actually see the person before you, your bride or your husband, your child, whoever? Do you see the baby? Do you see who God had put before you, someone who needs a lift up in life? Do you see the homeless man by the side of the road that no one wants to be near and no one stops? Do you see the children and women in the world who are abused and trafficked and diminished? Do you see the people born into and living in unspeakable poverty with no hope to reach the life they were created to live? Do you see the baby or just the crib? A few years ago, I had the privilege of visiting the Bush Presidential Library housed at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. At the end of the tour, you pass through a long arcade of timeless classical photographs memorializing some of the great moments in our history. Photos depicting some of the vestiges of our nation's shame of slavery and the selfless, courageous sacrifice of the movement to turn its ugly tide. Photos of the space shuttle, Challenger's last launch, Neil Armstrong's giant step for mankind, and Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in baseball. Many pictures. And on the last panel was a photo that I will never forget, a profile shot of one of the world's greatest heroes, Mother Teresa, hands gnarled and wrinkled, smiling into the face of a tiny baby she was holding up to her face with that precious little armless and legless baby smiling radiantly back at her. In that moment, that baby didn't know of the handicap the world would later view that it had, and neither did Mother Teresa. Through the love in her eyes and the platform God placed before her, she saw only the potential in that tiny child. And from her sacred platform and calling, she loved that child. I don't know whether Mother Teresa lived long enough to walk with that baby through its critical formative years, to encourage that baby to become all that she could be despite her obvious handicap. But I do know that Mother Teresa left a legacy of love and hope and changed lives as a result of her journey among us. And I do know that that child and so many others like her have been handed off to us, to you and to me, to care for, to walk with, and to encourage. Do you see the crib or do you see the baby? Do you see an armless, legless baby who Mother Teresa was holding as an invalid? Or do you see it as a gift of God with unlimited potential? On the day we stand before God, He will ask us why we passed by, why we didn't help, or He will smile on us because we reached out and helped them and others and lifted those around us to becoming all they were created to be. God will judge us as individuals. History will judge us based on how we treated the least of those among us, and our lives of impact and the legacy we leave must show that we developed a depth of caring that moved us at our deepest levels to action, to service, to courage, and to hope for all the world. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminders. Thank you for the examples, the lives of Mother Teresa and that armless, legless baby, and the dad who didn't get it for a moment. Thank you for all those lives reminding us of what you created us for, to make a difference in this world, to step up on the platforms you give us that only we can have an influence on, to make a difference in the lives around us, to not pass by, but to reach out, to touch, to help, to lift with you and for them in all things and all ways forever. Thank you, Lord, for that privilege, and thank you for your Son. And it's in His precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.